Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jim Mitchell joining us live right now from the airport weather station. Jim, good morning. What's going on around Metro Buffalo this morning?
Hi, good morning. We do have some lake effect snow here going on across the area. It's kind of a disorganized band at this point, but we did see some steadier snows overnight. So we do have some snow-covered roadways out there that haven't been treated thus far.
Okay, so we have some snow and wintry weather to watch out for. Earlier in the week, it was all about the freezing rain and kind of that sloppy mix. Do we have any of that this time around, or are we just talking snow?
No, it looks like it's just going to be snow for this morning. It is going to be mainly a wet snow, so any of those roads that are snow-covered will be pretty slick. It does look like we'll see probably another 1 to 2 inches at the most across the metro area. A little bit more, maybe just inland. Looks like a little bit right along the lakeshore there, just warm enough with critical temperatures that it's a little bit less snow down there in downtown. But as the day goes on, it looks like by late morning we may actually see some rain mixing in with the snow before the advisory comes to an end.
Okay. For the folks in the southern tier, this lake effect is actually going to get more organized, isn't it?
It is. As we go through the day, we'll see some colder air working this afternoon, but then our winds will veer around to the west and eventually the northwest as we go through this afternoon into tonight. That'll drive the lake snows further south and become more unstable over the lake as well. So we'll see areas down there. Everything will pick up down there as we go through tonight.
When do you see all of this ending, and how much are we expecting in some of the areas around western New York when it's all said and done?
Well, I sit here late this morning at the most, another inch or two. But as you go across the southern tier, it does look like tonight we could see 3 to 6, maybe 5 to 8 inches in a few spots across the higher terrain, especially across the Chautauqua Ridge up into the Boston Hills. That'd be through tomorrow morning.
All right. Hey, Jim, we appreciate the update this morning. Thanks. That's Jim Mitchell at the National Weather Service.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.